from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's going on, adults?
Good morning. Welcome back.
What Thank up? You.
Yeah.
Missed you guys.
G5 in it over there.
That was not a G5.
It was nice.
Let's be clear. The only time that I would fly in an airplane like that is if someone else were paying for it.
Yes.
Let's be clear. But I had a great time. I saw Ripe. I love the band Ripe. Saw him at the Chicken Box.
Packed house, too, for them.
It was jammed. It was a good time. Quick trip. Glad to be back. And I missed you guys.
Did they do all the hits?
They did do all the hits. Oh. And they did some covers. They did a great U2 cover. And it was fun. It was good. It was good to be there. How was everything in my absence yesterday?
It was smooth sailing.
It was?
Yeah, it was smooth sailing. Curtis did a good job of driving the bus. Is he not in today?
Curtis is off now until Labor Day. So he won't be back until after Labor Day.
My only thing moving forward, don't get it twisted, I'm no program director. I could never do it. But I would say this.
Oh, hold on. I'm on the edge of my seat.
All right? I would say this. Courtney does a better job of driving the bus.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Courtney does a better job of driving the bus than Curtis is not a good bus driver.
He's a little shaky. I know there's a lot going on.
When you say shaky, do you mean jittery?
Yeah, on edge. Jittery, on edge, shaky, trying to hit brakes, talking about I got to get in the brakes. Where Courtney, when she's done it, And I like I said, I could never do it, so don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
I'm just giving like my professional Radio 101 criticism or critique.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And
that's very nice. Thank you, Wiggy.
But Curtis,
shots fired. Boop, boop.
But Curtis was the bus driver yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you were longing for Courtney to be driving the bus yesterday.
No, she's driven it a couple times, and I'll give Courtney a lot of credit. When she does it, like, her personality and demeanor doesn't change.
Okay. You think I keep it demure, mindful?
What's that, demure?
Demure.
I don't know what that word
it's
is.
It's a trending word right
okay.
now.
Okay. Yeah. But she said...
Let's keep it the word of the day.
You know, like, when Curtis is driving the bus, you know he's not the same Curtis as he is behind the glass.
Yes. I do believe that the jitteriness yesterday may have come from his back and forths with Jackson. But that was just my observation.
Yeah. Good morning, Jackson. Chime is filling in today on the midday show. And so I got a bunch of DMs yesterday asking if Shime was not going to be on this program any longer after the changes that happened here. And that is not the case. Shime will be back on this show on Monday. He is filling in on the middays until the new midday show here at WEEI launches on Monday, and that is Jones and Keefe.
Yeah, and so, I haven't seen Keefe in a while, so usually when our paths cross, it's usually stalk movies.
Yeah.
Like, he's a big horror, film.
The last time I talked to him, it was on the Dork Pod.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm excited to see him.
Yeah, I mean.
A weird week.
Yeah, definitely a weird week. And I feel for Gresh and for Foye. Mm-hmm. Talked to both of those guys. They've both been in this business a long time. And they both worked hard mm-hmm. on that show. And the strangest thing to me is people were sending me clips of people that are like that dance on the grave of people who don't, you know, in the case of those two guys, aren't working here anymore.
Right.
It's like the strangest thing in the world to do. They both have families.
Yep.
They're both really good guys. And like and some of these people, there's people like Alex Reamer, worked here for like a week, and is like dancing on the grave of those two guys. It's the most bizarre thing. Well, you and I talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
It's the strangest thing in the world to me.
I've been on the other side before, and it's not like.
It's like bizarre.
Yeah. Well,
but
I said it in the Twitch yesterday. I'm like, these are real people who are the nicest two guys of all time. And for anybody to root for somebody else to lose their job is disgusting. It's, and then I got some backlash saying, well, you do it with athletes all the time. Very different. They're going to have another job. They're making millions of dollars. Like, it's a different world when you're talking like this is a real job.
Yeah. No, but.
well, not a real job, but you know what I mean. We're not a 9-to-5. But it's more corporate.
I hate to stress brag, but oftentimes I am working hours and hours and hours after I leave.
You're always on call.
Yes, I'm like a doctor. I'm on call.
Or a homicide detective.
All right. Well, the new midday show begins on Monday, mm-hmm. and the new afternoon show begins on Monday as well.
Tuesday.
On Tuesday. Okay, mm-hmm. sorry. I'm
above
behind.
My pay grade.
I don't really read the emails.
Yeah. No.
I'm here
to read the emails.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
That's a service that you can provide.
Correct.
In addition to getting my workstation set up every morning, which I really appreciate.
I live to serve.
Fantastic.
I feel like there's too many emails that just come through.
Uh-huh.
It's like junk mail. They should have just a private email that only people can get to, but mm-hmm. for whatever reason, it's just a ton of emails. So I'm like you, Greg. I never really read the emails. And then I got a million email addresses.
Great suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line. How about Scheim comes in for the crossover today?
That would be interesting.
Friday crossover.
Yeah, because he doesn't know about his feet.
What do you mean he doesn't know about his feet?
Like, I think.
You mean he hasn't seen his feet?
Well, no.
I mean, he's lost some weight. What do you mean he doesn't know?
No, I think it might have been. Like, he doesn't know that he has...
Oh, he doesn't know that you were very critical of his foot picture on his vacation.
Yeah, he doesn't know about he has dead man feet.
I gave him a heads up. Yeah. I said, Wiggy wasn't a fan of the foot photo. I believe the term you used was that he was dancing on cocaine. Was what it looked like because his feet were so white.
Oh, it was a body that washed up on shore.
Yeah, you wanted there to be an actual body tag on the foot.
Yes, the toe tag.
As it sat there on the morgue that is the beach in Falmouth. That's what you wanted.
I'm not I told you, we men don't generally do it, but if you are going to do a chime, at least get mid-calf or maybe knee. Mm-hmm. Don't just do basically from the ankle down because that really wasn't a good look. And definitely get some sun on them things.
All right. Well, we do have a lot to get to on this show. By the way, in my absence yesterday, Jaylen Brown dropped a track.
Yeah.
Is that how one would say it?
I don't know if that's necessarily right. How one would say, oh my God, Jaylen Brown is in the rap game now? Is he MC Jaylen Brown?
Jaylen Brown dropped, was it a diss track?
There was a little bit of dissing going on.
It was telling. I mean, there was one line that stood out to me and I was upset. Yeah. He said he's not for monogamy.
He's not for, so he is for them streets. He's not for monogamy.
I'm just saying.
I mean, who really is? Quote. If the lie detector is attached, who actually is for monogamy?
Me.
Go. Huh?
Me.
Okay.
I am.
I love
that stability.
All right.
Really?
I'm anxious. Why would I want to be like?
Let me ask you a question. You dine out a lot.
Yeah.
Do you eat the same entree every single night for 40, 50 years?
At one restaurant, I order the same thing every time I go.
You don't only go to one restaurant. You make your way around. You try other restaurants. Yeah. I agree with Jalen Brown. Who's for monogamy?
Well, I am, because I can barely handle one.
No, right. you are for monogamy because you're terrified of Mrs. Wiggins.
Yes, I mean, I can barely handle one.
That is why.
But he was, hey, listen. Jalen Brown, man, go get the album. Pop the album.
Is it a full? This is going to be WPS me asking all these questions. Is it a full album or is it just one track?
Just one song.
Yeah, it's just one song. And it seems like he...
Let me ask you this. When he dropped his track, did it bounce off of his left foot out of bounds?
That's over. That's over.
Oh, is that over?
He's on the water practicing.
And let me just say... Robert Kraft may have been onto something when he kept bringing up Beantown, because ASAP Rocky refers to Boston as Beantown.
I told you, that's how we refer to it.
That's on the rise.
No, it's been here forever.
No, I think that's old head talk.
No, it isn't. We've been calling Boston Beantown, a.k.a. the Bloody Bean, forever.
No, Wiggy,
The Bloody Bean?
You might have said, nobody ever... No, is anyone listening from their 20s to their 50s who called it the Bloody Bean?
Yes. Nobody's ever said that. That's what we've been calling it. Where you from? I'm from the Bean. I represent the Bloody Bean. Nobody says, where you from? Hey, I'm from Boston, guy.
Yeah, that's exactly... I just feel like saying Beantown is like a cartoon. It sounds weird.
Yeah, we're from the Bean, and sometimes we don't even put town on it. We just say the Bean.
Mm. Hold on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Karen wants to weigh in on bus drivers on this show. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. I didn't expect to be put on the radio.
Karen, where are you calling from?
Cape Cod.
You know what? You live there year round?
Yes.
Okay, so you probably can't wait till everybody leaves in 2 weeks. When
I love it. I love it when everyone's here. I love the action.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
What's your comment on bus drivers on this program?
Well, you know, I always wanted to call in, but I never did because I'm a woman and I thought maybe it wouldn't be taken seriously. But when Wiggy said that Courtney drives the bus better, oh, he is right on. Mm. She is so smooth. She's so relaxed. Mm. She doesn't pontificate. And I don't care if she thinks Columbus landed on Plymouth Rock.
Thank you, Karen. Mm-hmm. Oh, this
okay.
is...
Okay, a vote for you as bus driver.
That is really nice. And wow, 6:13 and I know my day is going to be good.
Right? Yeah, you know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. And yeah, that
Courtney smooths out the edges on the show. She just smooths out the edges. She is wonderful.
All right.
Thank
Karen,
you.
Thank you. Karen, of course, checking in this morning from the clam, which is what the Cape is commonly referred to.
I'm telling you, nobody calls it the bloody bean.
Never in my life.
I don't know where you've been. Anybody from around here will tell you it's always been the bean.
Yeah. Hey, how are things going on the clam? How's the clam this morning? All right. Well, we got a lot to get to. I fear for you, Wiggy, and for Shime, the news yesterday from One Patriot Way about starting quarterbacks week one for this NFL team. Not so good.
Did I miss something?
Alec, did you hear anything that Alex Van Pelt said?
Nope.
Oh, is it going to be somebody's lead?
I have it in trending, but then I have T.C. McCartney as my lead because it just seems like we're all over the place.
Yeah, okay. So we can hang. We can hold off on that.
All right.
I just don't think, for whatever the reason, you are going to see Drake May week one as a starter for this football team. So I must have missed something. I feel like they're trying to prepare you for those who are going to look at Jacoby Brissett as your starter week one as bad news. They are kind of trying to prepare you for it. You know what I mean?
No, I.
You know when people like at work they parcel out bad news as opposed to giving you all of it at once,
dropping the whole thing in your lap.
They do it like in three different emails or whatever. I just feel like they're trying to prepare you for the fact that you're not going to see Drake May for a while when it comes to this football.
So why did Mayo say then?
That's what's confusing. So what? Mayo, you know, 2 days ago says he's ready to lead a huddle, and we were all hyped up about that.
Yeah. Right.
And then we'll get to what Van Pelt said yesterday. And I don't know, maybe it was word vomit again with Jerod Mayo, and they're trying to reel it back in. But it just doesn't make sense to me, because even T.C. McCartney yesterday, it's opposing thoughts between a few people.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't, because when we talked to Mayo, and then there was more audio, it was like, he's not going to name the starter until after this, the third preseason game. So which that left the door open for, you know, myself and a lot of people thinking like, okay, if Drake May can go out there, show that he can control the huddle, you know, be consistent.
Yep.
There's a chance that he could start.
Listen, I'm just telling you to prepare yourself.
All right.
So we will get to this morning's leads in about 10 minutes. And then they set it at 7. That is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Out of the blue the other day, a very good friend of this program shot me a text message and said, can I come by on Friday and say hello and chat for a little bit?
Huh?
And so that'll happen at 7:20. The great former New England Patriot, Matt Light, will be here at 7:20 this morning.
Okay.
So we can talk about Sunday and talk about Drake May and talk about the concern that everyone in the United States of America and the world has with the offensive line on this football team with Matt Light.
And a great guy to talk to because he started as a rookie.
Yeah. Yes, Wiggy. Mm-hmm. Great point. So, and Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday. He will join us at 7:30. And Courtney has the news coming up at 7:45 on this morning's show. This is Kay from New Bedford. Hello, Kay.
Hey, how are you guys?
Well, I got to tell you something. The we had one of the greatest experiences ever in your South Coast region at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River a couple weeks ago. So I'm glad you called this morning. What are you calling about, Kay?
I'm calling to 100% backup Wiggy. That is Beantown.
You live in New Bedford, Kay.
I live in New Bedford. My parents immigrated to Dorchester. I'm 30. I'm around here. It's Bean Town.
Yeah.
But he's right. It's just Bean. Just call it the Bean. That's it.
It's really
the Beans of the weekend.
I'm dropping
by this spot in the Bean. That's it.
Okay. I don't think you can. I don't think one can even go anywhere and get a bowl of baked beans anymore.
Right.
I mean, that was like 1947 or something.
The problem is you don't get out of the seaport. You don't get out of the seaport, and Courtney doesn't get out of Southie.
That's wrong.
It is the bean.
I go all over the city.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever says to me, hey, how are things going up in Beantown?
If someone said, have you gone to the Bean recently? I would think you're talking about Chicago.
What?
And the big bean statue.
Man.
The what?
The bean statue.
The bean statue?
Yeah, big monument. It's like silver. It's a bean.
What are you talking about?
Chicago.
In Chicago?
I don't know where you are.
What is wrong with you?
Like, hey.
You just drove the bus into the guardrail.
Yeah.
What are you?
The Bean, Cloud Gate.
Yeah,
it's the main thing everybody poses in front of when they go to Chicago.
No, the main thing everybody poses in front of in Chicago is the Green River. They dye the river green for St. Patrick's Day. No. Have you ever heard of a bean statue?
I never heard of that. Okay. I've never heard one. Anytime, like, if somebody says the bean, it's always been Boston. Maybe the bean is just too much. It's it, maybe the reason why you don't know it, it's just too urban could be the word for it. It's more of a city thing from back in the day that they still use today outside of maybe the seaport.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't see baked beans on a lot of menus but Greg, in our city.
There we go. Thank you, Mitch. The bean in Chicago.
Is that what that is?
Is it an actual bean?
Yes.
Or does it just
look called the
like
bean.
A bean?
It's called the bean.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous in person, if I'm being honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Instagrammable.
Oh, definitely.
Very TikTokable.
Yep.
All right. Anyway.
Well, we'll figure it out.
Let's, if we could, get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Patriots practice yesterday had Alex Van Pelt speaking with media, and for all the positives we drew from Jerod Mayo's comments on choosing a starter for week one and Drake May being ready, Alex Van Pelt had this to say when asked about what's holding the team back from giving May more reps with starters.
Jacoby, right now he's our starting quarterback. So, the good news is this week we'll get to play everybody. You know, we're still in the evaluation process. We have one more preseason game, and our guys are going to play, so we'll have another chance to evaluate.
Okay, so what's holding Drake May back when it comes to starting week one is Jacoby Brissett. So that's what you get from Alex Van Pelt.
Alex Van Pelt, come on, man. We've been watching it. Jacoby Brissett hasn't done anything to kind of show, like, all right, he is light years ahead of Drake May.
Yeah.
So I don't get what he's saying.
Okay, well, we will have the opportunity to discuss that with you all morning long. We'll have the opportunity to discuss that with Matt Light at 7:20 and with Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots at 7:30 on a Patriots preseason Friday here on WEEI.
And I know Mayo has said he's going to figure out his week one starter by Monday night. God, I just hope that maybe he has an inkling when he talks to us on Monday morning.
Yes.
The Pats will wrap up preseason games on Sunday against the Commanders at 8 p.m. And I know Wiggy said yesterday he's more excited for college football than the NFL season this year. When it comes to college, Iowa head coach Kirk Ferentz will be suspended one game for a violation related to the recruitment of their transfer quarterback. A lot of recruiting issues when it comes to college football right now.
Yeah.
So coaches need to be on high alert. The Sox are back in action tonight, welcoming the Diamondbacks to Fenway Park. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Joe Castiglione have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here is Jackson with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Today it's going to be partly cloudy with highs in the mid-70s. It's going to be a gem of a weekend, Sunday and Saturday in the 80s.
Nailed it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.